Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Blake Kopitz from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Blake, it started pretty strong in the grains at the beginning of the week and kind of faded from there. Give us the numbers here at the end of the week. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Yeah, after a strong Friday and strong Monday, we actually ended the week lower across the board. December 18 corn finished at 367. That was down 6 3/4. July 19 corn ended the week at 392 3/4, down 5 cents. November beans finished at 856 3/4. That was down 10 3/4. July 19 beans were down 11 1/2 at 907 1/2. December Kansas City wheat finished at 516 1/4, down 8. And new crop July Kansas City wheat finished the week down 7 at 560 1/4.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the news of the week, or maybe lack thereof. You made the comment, especially here in the second half of the week, it was just a lot of little things that kind of led to the weakness in the second half of the week, huh?
Yeah, there's just not a whole lot of market-moving news. There's a lot of small stuff going on that can be attributed on day-to-day moves. Sometimes it's just fund positioning. But this past week, after corn exports have been really great this last week, they're a bit disappointing. There's rumors of two cargoes of soybeans going to China, and then later in the week, there's rumors that China is canceling more cargoes of soybeans. So we're still mixed there. You have weather issues, harvest isn't going, and then you have quality issues on beans, and that's just not going to show up on any report, but there are rumors going on out there that could affect the price. Bright spot would be wheat. Demand is shifting to the U.S. from Ukraine, Russia, the EU. To us, that's good news. But then you get into some weather issues. South America, nothing's threatening there. That's adding some resistance. And then the Ukraine, their yields are improving, and then they're going to be probably the number one exporter to Europe right now, which will take some exports away from us.
All right, Blake. You know, a lot of our farmers out there are also feeders as well. We had a cattle on feed report come out yesterday afternoon. Quickly run down those numbers. Give us kind of the insights on that.
Yeah, I'd like to say cattle was where the action was this week, but it was also pretty lackluster trade. You're looking at cash trade at, on average in the five area, 110.50 to 110.70. So there just hasn't been much excitement either way. The on-feed numbers came in at 105% versus estimates of 106.4. Placements came in lighter than expectations. That was the first time in a while. It came in at 96 versus expectations of 100. And marketings were at 95 versus estimates of 97. Just for face value, it looks like a pretty friendly report. That 11.4 million on head is the largest October inventory since, I guess, they kept keeping this record in 96. Also interesting to note that this is the largest number of heifers on feed since 2001, which might help the bullish picture in the longer run. But right now, if you're still looking at a big supply versus big demand, and you're seeing that in the cash market, like I said, 6 weeks, not much variation in prices. I'd like to see that change almost one way or the other, just so you know how to position yourself going forward.
All right, very good. Well, as we kind of wrap up for this week, let's talk about the job of pricing, pricing unpriced bushels, considering, if we don't have storage, if they have to go to town, they're going to be in commercial storage. There's probably some of that to do. So what are some of the things that we can look at with that, Blake?
It's going to be dependent on the producer. If you're storing any grain commercially where you have to pay storage, we want to sell that right away. Don't want to incur any of those charges. So if you have hedges on, we want to pull hedges on those. If you have extra bushels at home that are in storage that you can catch some upside of the rally, I wouldn't force it and spend premium on a call option. But if you need to, I like looking at the DEIS 19 board, looking at 420 to 450 calls. Spend 10 to 15 cents on premium, and then just whenever we get above that $4, $4.10, $4.15, if we get there in 2019, it'll give us the confidence to be aggressive hedgers.
All right, very good. Thanks so much for the insight this week. Do appreciate it very much. Again, that is Blake Kopitz from the ARC Group in Lincoln. If you'd like more information from them, you can call them toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agrisconsulting.net. That's a recap of this week's markets. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting on the Rural Radio Network.